Nearly headless Nick looked highly affronted. Terrified? I hope I, Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Porpington, have never been guilty of cowardice in my life. The noble blood that runs in my veins. What blood? Asked Ron. Surely you haven't still got... It's a figure of speech, said Nearly Headless Nick, now so annoyed his head was trembling ominously on his partially severed neck. I assume I am still allowed to enjoy the use of whichever words I like, even if the pleasures of eating and drinking are denied me. But I am quite used to students poking fun at my death, I assure you.
Nick, he wasn't really laughing at you, said Hermione, throwing a furious look at Ron.
Unfortunately, Ron's mouth was packed to exploding point again, and all he could manage was, "No, it didn't," which Nick did not seem to think constituted an adequate apology. Rising into the air, he straightened his feathered hat and swept away from them to the other end of the table, coming to rest between the Creevy brothers, Colin and Dennis.
"Well done, Ron," snapped Hermione.
"What?" said Ron indignantly, having managed finally to swallow his food.
"I'm not allowed to ask a simple question."
"Oh, forget it," said Hermione irritably, and the pair of them spent the rest of the meal in huffy silence. Harry was too used to their bickering to bother trying to reconcile them. He felt it was a better use of his time to eat his way steadily through his steak and kidney pie than a large plateful of his favourite treacle tart. When all the students had finished eating and the noise level in the hall was starting to creep upward again, Dumbledore got to his feet once more. Talking ceased immediately as all turned to face the headmaster. Harry was feeling pleasantly drowsy now. His four-poster bed was waiting somewhere above, wonderfully warm and soft.
"Well, now that we are all digesting another magnificent feast, I beg a few moments of your attention for the usual start-of-term notices," said Dumbledore. "First years ought to know that the forest in the grounds is out of bounds to students, and a few of our older students ought to know by now, too."
Harry, Ron, and Hermione exchanged smirks.
"Mr. Filch, the caretaker, has asked me for what he tells me is the 462nd time to remind you all that magic is not permitted in corridors between classes, nor are a number of other things, all of which can be checked on the extensive list now fastened to Mr. Filch's office door. We have had two changes in staffing this year. We are very pleased to welcome back Professor Grubbly Plank, who will be taking care of magical creatures lessons. We are also delighted to introduce Professor Umbridge, our new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher."
There was a round of polite but fairly unenthusiastic applause, during which Harry, Ron, and Hermione exchanged slightly panicked looks. Dumbledore had not said for how long Grubbly Plank would be teaching. Dumbledore continued,
"Tryouts for the House Quidditch teams will take place on the..."
He broke off, looking inquiringly at Professor Umbridge. As she was not much taller standing than sitting, there was a moment when nobody understood why Dumbledore had stopped talking. But then Professor Umbridge said,
"Hem! Hem!"
And it became clear that she had got to her feet and was intending to make a speech. Dumbledore only looked taken aback for a moment, then he sat back down smartly and looked alertly at Professor Umbridge, as though he desired nothing better than to listen to her talk. Other members of staff were not as adept at hiding their surprise. Professor Sprout's eyebrows had disappeared into her flyaway hair, and Professor McGonagall's mouth was as thin as Harry had ever seen it. No new teacher had ever interrupted Dumbledore before. Many of the students were smirking. This woman obviously did not know how things were done at Hogwarts.